Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Okay, here we go.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And today is a Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. And if you didn't go to church to thank God the Father for making you a father, that's all right. We prayed for you anyway. All the fathers got prayed for in church today. And speaking of church, instead of buying $50 worth of lotto tickets at a pop, increase your donations into the basket. If you only go once a month, put in a month's worth. If you only go once a year, put in a year's worth. And go from $1 to $2. Double your contributions. So, having said that, I'm going to open up with a Father's Day song that will bring tears to your eyes and make you feel guilty. Because that's what we're all about here. We're all about guilt. Hang in there.
Oh,
seed of life in me. And now I can't believe the man I see.
In the press today that Iranian President Ahmadinejad is going to retire soon, right after he nukes Israel, and he's going to go to Venezuela, and he's going to open up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop, or he may go into the dry cleaning and tailoring business, and his specialty is French cuffs. Yeah, he's gonna retire. Yeah, after he turns the Middle East into a sheet of glass. Oh my God, are we in trouble? They're announcing tonight that there's a mushroom over Beijing, but they think it's only pollution. You know what pollution it is? It's all the factories that we sold to the Chinese. who are now selling us made in USA goods. Last night I talked about the largest container ship in the world. It's so big it can't go through the Panama Canal or the Suez Canal. It holds 15,000 containers, and it can reach New York from California from China in 4 days. Does 36 knots. I guess it's 36 knots an hour, huh? And when it gets to dockside in California, Nancy Pelosi breaks a bottle of champagne on the bow, and they unload 15,000 containers using 7 cranes in 4 hours. They are now bringing in perishables from China. So the next head of lettuce you get, you better check it. And the good news is, for the Communist Party of North America, which is the former Democrat Party, now the Democamo Party, is that the containers go back empty. So there's no balance of trade deficit for the Chinese. Only another trillion on your backs. Yeah, and Obama, oh, by the way, the body count in Afghanistan under Obama is 19,064. That's the number that was prayed for in church today. Oh, you know that Catholic Church, they're getting involved, separation of church and state. They're breaking the rules. They're going to lose their 501c status if they're not careful. They better keep their mouth shut on killing baby girls, too. Yes. Correction on that, Americans killed in Afghanistan body count. I said 19,000. It's 1,964. Do you know how many it was under Bush in 8 years? 461. How's that grab you? Big headline in the communist press. Sheriff Arpaio arrests a 6-year-old Mexican girl. Actually, she's not Mexican. She's from El Salvador. But what they don't tell you is that she was in a truck with 16 other illegal immigrants being brought across the border at a price of $350 each, up to $3,500 each. Now, a 6-year-old girl being brought across the border is going to be sold for prostitution. So where is the crime committed by Sheriff Joe? Sheriff Joe is doing his job, and that is to protect the citizens of Arizona and to protect people who are victims of criminals. But the press won't write it up that way. No. But if you want to see what's coming across the border while Obama plays the kitty card, oh, the poor kids, what the Americans, those dirty Americans are doing to these helpless illegal immigrants, you do this. You know what you do? You go to YouTube and you look for this YouTube video. Day, D-E-Y, coming, C-O-M-I-N-G, to America. And get a look at what's coming to America besides the ones the communists show you. Hang in there, and we'll look for another tribute to Dad.
When all beside a vigil keep, the West asleep, the West asleep, alas and well, may Erin weep, that caught off life in slumber deep, their lake and plain smile fair and free, mid rocks their guardian chivalry. Sing, oh, let man learn liberty from crashing and lashing sea. That chainless wave and lovely land, freedom and nationhood demand. Be sure the great God a home so grand, and long a proud and haughty reign, honored and fair to know the plain. Sing on, adding their son's disgrace, in white destroyed their glory strayed. We're often in O'Connor's hand, dash each Connaught clan, and fleet as deer the Normans ran, through Curlew's Pass and Ardrahan, and later times so deep, so brave, and glory guards from Rickard's in slumber deep, but hark the voice like thunder.
And we're asleep. And it's not only in defense. We're asleep in industry gains. We're not doing anything. When we got rid of all those old factories to China, we should have built new ones. We are DOA. DOOA. Dead on our ass. And we got to do something about that. We got to go out there and rock and roll back into the United States order. Forget about the New World Order. And this Congress we have, this House and Senate, they don't care where the tax money comes from. If China pays the tax money, that's fine. If you're out of work, as long as China's covering your taxes, they don't care. They don't care about you. And they're not cutting anything. They're only getting fatter. And we're all going to end up like Neil Flaherty's Drake.
Oh, my name it is Nell, and the truth for to tell, I come from Coat Hill, which I'll never deny. I had a fine drake, and I'd die for his sake, that my grandmother left me, and she gone to die. The dear little fellow, his legs they were yellow, he could fly like a swallow, or swim like a hake, till some dirty savage took red his white cabbage, most wantonly murdered me beautiful drake. Now his neck it was green, almost fit to be seen, he was fit for a queen of the highest degree. His body was white, and it would you delight, he was plump, fat, and heavy, and brisk as a bee. He was wholesome and sound, he would weigh 20 pounds, and the universe round I would roam for his sake. Bad luck to the robber, be he drunk or sober, that murdered Nell Flaherty's beautiful drake. May his spade never dig, may his sow never pig, may his hair and his wig be well thrashed with the flail, may his door never latch, may his roof have no thatch, may his turkeys not hatch, may the rats eat his mail. May every old fairy from Cork to Dunleary dip him snug and airy in river or lake, that the eel and the trout they may dine on the snout of the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's drake. May his pig never grunt, may his cat never hunt, may a ghost ever haunt him at dead of the night, May his hens never lay, may his horse never neigh, may his goat fly away like an old paper kite. That the flies and the fleas may the wretch ever tease, may the piercing March breeze make him shiver and shake. May a lump of a stick raise the bumps fast and thick on the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's Drake. Well, the only good news that I have to infuse is that old Paddy Hughes and young Anthony Blake, also Johnny Dwyer and Corny Maguire, they each have a grandson of my darling Drake. My treasure had dozens of nephews and cousins, and one I must get or my heart it will break. For to set me mind easy, or else I'll run crazy. So ends the whole song of Nell Flaherty's Drake.
I was looking for the number one tune to dedicate to dads, and I just found it. And I'm going to set it up for you and play it for you. I'm going to dedicate this to all the kids whose father died an early death or grew up in a divorced home and really never knew their father. And, of course, for the guys who got old with their dads, who were lucky enough to get old with their dads. And this is dedicated for everybody who loves their dad.
The tears have all been shed now. We've said our last goodbye. His soul's been blessed and he'd laid to rest, and it's now I feel alone. He was more than just a father, a teacher, my best friend. He can still be heard in the tunes we share when we play them on our own. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Oh, he may be gone, memory lingers on, and I miss him, the old man. Boy, he'd take me walking by mountain, field, and stream, and he'd show me things not known to kings, and secret between him and me, like the colors of the fence as he rises in the dawn. How to fish and make a wish beside the holly tree. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memory lingers on. And I miss him, the old man. But the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and his son. suddenly when it happened. There was so much left unsaid. No second chance. Tell him thanks for everything he's done. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memory lingers on. And I miss him, the old man.
Sing that song in a bar, you get a few free pints. That'll get you, right? I put up one photo tonight for my show. It's 30 Americans who were killed in a chopper crash. Actually, it wasn't a chopper crash. It was a chopper hit, and it was hit by a rocket grenade launcher. And 22 of them were Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6. And I'm going to try and keep their picture up there for every show I do, because they got forgotten about so fast. It was, what was that? What was the explanation? What was that? And the oldest, I think the oldest guy there was about 47. He was the only one that was that old. And the average age was, I think, about 31. And it's all guys, and out of those 31, they had to have families. They had to have their own families. They had to have their own kids and their mother, and got an American flag. Now, this is SEAL Team 6, and 22 of them were SEAL Team 6, and they all got taken out in one cumbersome chopper. And the area wasn't prepped before they went in. Supposedly, the cover-up story is that they went in to help guys that were pinned down. But I'd like to know the real story. These guys were taken out and buried in the press within 24 hours. And if you notice how Obama works, when he stiffs you, he does it on a Friday. Whenever he's going to do some dirty deed, he does it on a Friday, figuring you'll forget about it by Monday. Those 22 SEALs are gone, and that the old man story, they'll never get to sing it, and their kids will never get to hear it from dad. And that's the price that some Americans pay, so that we can all sit around and bitch about there's no batteries in the channel changer. Yeah. There are two types of people in this country, communists and mainstream Americans. Which one are you? So having said that, I'm going to do a flashback. I got a T for two here. So I'm going to play it. Let's see what comes up.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Get the book because the revolution's about to start. Did you ever see so many people upset about Herman Cain? He just won't go away. They want him back on the plantation with the Democratic Klan. Unbelievable, man. The people forget it was the Democrats that used to wear the white hoods. You know what? They got them in the closet. They do. They really do. A lot of bad things going on in the country today. You've got Sarkozy and Obama spitting on Bibi Netanyahu. And I guess Obama is cozying up to Sarkozy. I guess they're both French. Well, Kenya is close to France. Unbelievable. And they teamed up to get Muammar Gaddafi. I don't know if you heard how Muammar ended up. He ended up with a broom in his butt. A broomstick. Yeah, that's how he ended up. Yes, this is from the anti-war president. Yeah, well, man, let me tell you. The Coptic Christians in Egypt, that they're about to be annihilated. There isn't going to be one Coptic Christian church left in Egypt. There isn't going to be one Copt left. They're going to have to cop a walk. God help us all. And it's even being done here in the Pentagon. They're going after the Christians in the Pentagon. All of the weasels have finally got into place. All the termites, they're on the oak of freedom. And they're gnawing away every day. They're in court every day. And the judges, their judges are sitting on the bench giving them everything they want. You lost your country, you're never getting it back. You don't believe that. Weep in 2012. You see what happened in Ohio? The unions are running the government. Yeah, and the governor, who I never had much faith in anyway, he was always too kaliwali, as they say in Arabic. That's this or that. Or as the Italians say, men's a men's. And what's his name? John Kasich? Is it Kasich? Anyway, he's always been a re-puppy. And he, come on, you guys, stop it. That's how the re-puppies debate. Come on, you guys, stop it. Or Orrin Hatch walks into the lion's den and says, hey, guys, what's for dinner? We're in trouble. But in the meantime, we got to save, we got to ride to the rescue of Herman Cain. My suggestion is we need 1,000 white women and 1,000 black women to endorse a Herman Cain. And they all got to pose for a picture. And the only man in the photo was Herman. We'll call it Herman's Harem. A bartender, a tea for two. I am totally amazed about the number of Americans in this country that have no idea when life begins. They have no conception of conception. Unbelievable, man. Isn't it unbelievable? Let me tell you, you know what you got to do? If you don't know when life begins, you go to a farm and you follow a rooster around and then buy the fertilized egg and take it home and sit on it. Put some straw. And when you hear gluck gluck, check under your seat. My friends, life begins when the sperm penetrates the egg. That is Mississippi jackpot. That's three Liberty Bells straight across. If you have any doubt what it's going to look like, look in the mirror if it's your egg or your sperm. Look in the mirror and wait and see how that kid turns out. Of course, I know some guys are shocked. But life begins at impact. It's like a car accident. Once you crunch the fender, that's impact. All right, hang in there. Bartender, more tea for two. How did you like that Kim Kardashian massacre? The wedding massacre. If you had bought my book, The Spirit of America Party, I have tips on weddings you wouldn't believe. And I spell out the Kim Kardashians. Do you know that That guy is lucky he got off with $20 million. Imagine $20 million for a wedding reception. The photographer was paid $2.5 million. Boy, they must have had to dust out a lot of ugliness. It was the personality that they couldn't portray. Unbelievable, man. What a bunch of suckers America is. When we go down, the press will never tell us. What they'll do is they'll run two extra episodes of The Housewives of Gomorrah. And America won't even know they lost their country. Oh, no, I was watching, and the Russians were right out the door. I couldn't believe it. There was a guy with a burp gun directing traffic. And do you know who was helping him? That Mexican gun runner. What's his name? Eric Holder. He had a list of names that were putting people on the truck from the other side of the street. I don't think they're coming to my side, though, because I voted for Obama.
Yeah. Too much, man. Well, anyway, in my book, The Spirit of America Party, I caution people on investing in bad weddings. Let's face it, 50% of all marriages end in divorce, and that doesn't count the hookups that just take the pillow and leave. That's another 50%. So we probably got 100% divorce rate in the country. It is unbelievable. And I got a question for you. If a man is married five times and has five divorce papers, is he an adulterer with a hard copy? I think he is. I think that when he meets John the Baptist, John's going to straighten him out. And then he'll be in Boiler Number 3 with Ted Kennedy. Bartender, Tifa 2. You know, one of these accusers of Herman Cain worked with the Clinton administration in the kidnapping of Elian Gonzalez. Do you remember when Geraldo Rivera said that the child belongs with his father, and then his father got off the plane and the first thing he did was give America the finger? Yeah, and they confiscated all the drugs he was going to use on Elian to keep him doped up until Clinton could give him back to Castro. Yeah, you don't think the Democrats were involved in that? Do you know when it happened? It had to be, because the Democrats, or as I call them, the Demo Combos, they're anti-God and country. So you know when they did the hit on Elian Gonzalez? You don't even remember it, but I'll tell you. Because 911 New Yorkers, we forget nothing. Yeah, one day a cruise missile is going to come up out of the water, and Ahmadinejad is going to be the toast of the town. But anyway, and of course, it won't be on Washington's orders. It's just going to be some 911 New Yorker that found the buttons to press. Okay, I won't do it again. Just let me finish this row. Anyway, the Clintons ambushed Elian Gonzalez on Holy Week, on Holy Saturday. They didn't want to do him on Good Friday because they were afraid that somebody would suggest crucifixion. So they got him on Holy Saturday Eve, the night of Holy Saturday. And, of course, they labeled the grandmothers that they trampled terrorists. That's an old Clinton tactic. It's like labeling Herman Cain a pervert while Penn State covers up for 10 years the homosexual perversity that's going on in the showers. Yes. It must be nice when a full-grown man rapes a 10-year-old boy and somebody sees it and tells his father, and his father tells the school, and the school tells nobody. That must be wonderful. And you know what? That's as bad as the Catholic priest, pedophile priest scandal, when the homosexuals in the Catholic Church abused children and then were transferred. Wasn't that an outrage and a big scandal? Do you know how that scandal started? People in this country who wanted to bring down the Catholic Church looked at the cause and effect in Ireland, because that's where the scandal started, and the Boston Globe was the first ones to break the story.
They figured if the Catholics are doing it in Ireland, those Irish priests, then it's surely the Irish priests here are doing it. How would you like to be an Irish priest and come out and meet the parish the next day? Huh? How about you dedicated your life to God and all of a sudden people don't trust you no more? How about the label that sticks forever? So, the Catholic Church took a beating. But it was concentrated. It was concentrated only on the Catholic Church. They didn't look at any rabbis. They didn't look at four Huguenots. They didn't look at three Calvinists or a parson in a pear tree. They only looked at the Catholic Church because that's the target of the Soviet Union from the day that they shot the Pope. And they used the Muslim to do it. Or the day they shot Kennedy and used the Muslim to do it. Or the day they shot John Kennedy and used a Cuban sympathizer, a Castro sympathizer to do it. These are all coincidences, my friends. Just coincidences. Yeah. Unbelievable. So back to this scandal. They never looked at any of the schools. They only looked at the Catholic schools. They never looked at public school because nothing goes on in public school. You know what? If you're in the fifth grade, you can get a BJ in the hall. Did you know that? Well, I got news for you. You know what you do? You go to your kid's first sex ed class, and you sit there for the whole day, and you'll get your eyes opened. And so here, Penn State, right, became a brothel with the knowledge of people on the board of directors. And if you think it's only Penn State, you got another guess coming. It's throughout the land, my friends. It's throughout the land. Beware of the blame and deflect people. So the Catholic Church took their hit. And if there were 20, if there were 25 cases and 20 were legit and 5 were bogus, they paid all 25. And that's what these women are doing to Herman Cain. They're looking for a payoff. Somehow they're being compensated. Is Herman Cain as pure as the driven snow? Until he has a trial and faces his accusers, he's as pure as the driven snow, because the Constitution says a man is innocent until proven guilty. And so far, he's only been lynched by the Democrats and the Royal Republicans in the media. And the Republicans are as much to blame for what for the siege of Herman Cain as the Democrats are, or Democamos, as I call them. Now, you notice that the people that are coming forward, they're not too crisp. As a matter of fact, the woman who said that she was in the car with Herman, and Herman says he doesn't know her. And a month ago, she walked up to him and says, "You remember me? Was that a stunt, a communist stunt? Remember me?" If somebody comes up to me and says, "Remember me," and I don't remember them, I may say, "Oh, yeah, how you doing?" You know, you don't want to offend anybody by not saying that you remember them. So, I mean, that was a hit. That was a hit on Herman. That means it was planned at least a month in advance. It was probably planned 6 months in advance. And she happens to live in the same apartment as what's the dirty deal down there? His name escapes me now, but he's like the number two man in the Obama administration, David Axelrod. Yeah, but she doesn't know him. She only seen him in the gym. Oh, she didn't walk up to him and go, "Remember me?" No. Let me tell you something. She jumped 6 states to get to Herman. You telling me that David Axelrod in the same building? She's never met. Come on. Give me a break. Bartender, a tea for two. I was in church one Sunday, and a priest told a joke during the sermon, and it was about the scene where a woman is about to be stoned to death, and Jesus says to the crowd, "Let he who was without sin cast the first stone." And all of a sudden, a stone comes sailing out of the crowd, and he looks and he goes, "Mom!" Yeah. Well, so we're back to this Herman Cain thing, and it blows my mind. You know why it blows my mind? Because all of a sudden, we are shocked. And there's two big words that the demo commos always use when they get caught in the act. I'm shocked and appalled. Those are two buzzwords that the demo commos always use when they get caught stealing. Do you know the difference between a Republican, a royal Republican? Because now we have royalty in the Republican Party. That's the top echelon. That's the Mitt Romneys from Massachusetts. That's the Karl Rove. And that's the Fox News people. Yes, they're all bringing Herman down. They're going to give him his comeuppance. But anyway, and they do it subtly. See, as you go to CNN, like I flipped yesterday back from CNN to Fox, and CNN, Herman Cain, Herman Cain, Herman Cain, he's a dirty dog, he's a dirty dog. You go to Fox, it's Herman Cain has a lot to explain. Yeah, and the polls say this. You know what the polls say? There's only one set of polls to trust, and I know them personally. It's Stasha and Wanda, and they've never been wrong. Don't believe the polls. The polls are rigged. There's a saying, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And
hang in there. I'll give you 8 more minutes. Why did they do that?
So CNN has been burying Herman Cain. If they had enough dirt and shovels, they would have put him on the right there. And they're working, of course, for the communists, the Obama administration, the Marxists, the leftists, the Leninists, the Trotskyites, and they want the takedown of America, what's left of it. And they're part of the blame and deflect crowd. And I was listening. I'll give you an example of how Fox is drifting over to CNN style of reporting. Shepard Smith singled out Haley Barbour for punishment because Mississippi wanted to save some kids. That's what it's all about. They wanted to save some kids, and Shepard said they went too far. You can't save them all. You have to kill some. Why are we offering them up as a sacrifice? And a shepherd said, suppose your 11-year-old daughter was walking down the road and she was raped. Would you want her to have that baby? And Haley said yes. But with Shepard Smith, this is an old tactic of the communists. And what they do is they always use the 11-year-old innocent girl that gets raped. Now, in my time, they used to use the same argument to kill kids, and they would add this caveat. Suppose your daughter was walking down the road, your 11-year-old daughter, and she was raped by a black man. And that's how they used to shove pro-choice up your nose. Yeah, raped by, oh, we got to kill that kid. Definitely got to kill that kid. Yeah, right? And that's how they used to win arguments, man. Now they don't do that. They've taken that section out. They've taken that section out of the argument. And I say, the thing you have to know about that is that that's a terrible tragedy. And there's only one thing worse, and that's a 10-year-old boy being sodomized by a brute. That boy will never be the same. His mind is gone. His mind is gone. His life is over at 10 years old. And that guy should have got two in behind the ear 10 years ago. And I know of people who check the pedophile register and see who's in the neighborhood and go to that pedophile and tell him he's got to move. And the less protection you get from the law, the more vigilantes you'll have in this country. So the law better do their job, and they better do it on the Mexican border. They got to close that border. There's 60,000 troops in Fort Hood, Texas. You can put them on the border. And you know the reason they're not closing the border? It's not because they love Mexicans. It's they want the drugs. They want the drugs for their children. They would rather see a Mexican die than Junior be without his joint for the weekend. You notice they talk about the death of one border guard and there's 50,000 dead Mexicans. 50,000 dead Mexicans. 2,000 guns Eric Holder sent into Mexico. 137 came back and been found here in the States. Do you know the 2,000 guns? That's enough to arm a regiment. And what makes you think the Mexican government can do anything? They're totally helpless too. Just like those ranchers on the American side. They're victims. They're wide open victims. They can be killed at any time. And this government is doing nothing. You know why? Because they want the Mexican vote and they want to play the Mexican La Raza card. And they could give two craps less about La Raza and blacks. They're just to be used. When you get a ladder from a Democrat, the two bottom rungs are always broken. They don't want you getting a leg up. They want you to be where they can control you. You'll never be a Herman Cain. I started to tell you the difference between a re-puppy who gets caught stealing or lying and a Democrat who gets caught, a Democamo who gets caught stealing. And the difference between the two is the re-puppy swears he didn't do it, and the Democamo says you can't prove it. And on the Kim Kardashian wedding, that bridegroom should have known something was wrong when he walked into the wedding reception and there was a tote board on the wall and a phone bank. $20 million wedding. I'm sick. Can you imagine how many starving people you could have fed with that? We could have had pheasant under glass for everybody at the Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street. And they wouldn't have had to send the wine back because it was corked. You know what we need? We need a cup of tea. On that rape scene that Shepard Smith used as his argument for killing kids, you should know that the pregnancies caused by rape and incest are less than 1%. Less than 1%. Do you know what 1% is? 1% is the recovery rate for heroin addiction. You do drugs? You graduate from weed, you're on the road to doom. And weed is not good for your lungs. If you're going to do weed, take Marinol. Get a doctor's prescription and tell them you got glaucoma. We can open up glaucoma shops in California. You know, my solution to the drug problem in the United States, which is the number one problem that nobody will talk about. It's the number one problem in the United States. It's a greater threat than nuclear war. One out of five Americans is a junkie. One junkie brings down five innocent people. It's bad. And having said that, the best way to get rid of drugs is you're never going to beat it because there's too much money in it. You round everybody up that's a drug addict and you send them to California. It'd be like a leper colony. hang in there. I gotta tell you something. Oh, we're recording. Okay. Yeah, we send everybody to California, and this way, when you come home from work and say, "Where's Junior?" Junior's in California. Yeah. I'm reversing my decision. My first decision was first-time drug users should get, first-time marijuana smokers should get the death penalty. Everybody thought that was a little harsh. They also think that my other ruling is very harsh, that the criminal who's found guilty, whatever his sentence is, his lawyer gets the same sentence. So if it's death, then it only becomes a question of who goes first to the gas chamber. Would it be A as an attorney and C for client? If you do it alphabetical, you could do a coin toss. No longer will it be...
Okay, my friends. We've got 3 minutes left, and I just wanted to wrap up Father's Day and say thanks to all the dads. And thanks to all the kids. You know, we got a generation we could save. We got two generations of junkies now. Where before that, we had none. We had a few loose cannons on deck, and that was it. Now we got two generations of junkies. And it would be nice to put an end to it, starting with this generation of five-year-olds, and keep them drug-free. And how are you going to do that? Do you think there's one town in the United States that could ever proudly put up a sign and say, welcome to heaven, drug-free podunk? No, I don't think so. I think we're so far infected. The only way you're going to stop is the kids have to do it themselves. They got to say no to peer pressure. And like the nuns used to teach Americans, avoid the near occasions of sin. If you're going to hang around with druggies, you're going to hang around with people you can learn from and improve the quality of your life. That's the way to do it. And get rid of the rest of them. I'm going to now play the Iranian national anthem, and we'll close with that.
Der Ball geht zu Eulen, wo mir doch geht. Koit mir den Nistloch von Cracker Jack. Wir leb kein Mut und dort nicht a weg. Ich seh Mut, die Ballspieler. Es passt nicht als ein Karspiel. Weil sie seh, zwei, drei, zwei, 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 der Baseballspiel. In America, land wo sich lieb, stehe bei ihr, Madrid sei ihr, überall Astral und Flieb, und die Berge, nur die Prairie.
We could send a copy of that to PS90, where the Star Spangled Banner has been thrown out the window. Thank you, Mayor. Mohamed or Bloomberg.